This is episode number 70 with yours truly, Stephanie Kwong.
Welcome to the Rise Higher podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Kwong, and each week I'll bring you an inspiring guest with an empowering message to help you rise higher and live your best life. Each guest shares their time of struggle and setback and what specific mindsets, tools, practices, or habits they use to overcome so that you can apply them to your life. This show is to remind you that you're not alone and that there's always a pathway up. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I'm grateful to be on this journey with you. Our struggles are a call for us to rise. So here we go. Let's dive deep now so we can rise higher together.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Rise Higher podcast. So today I'm going to do something a little bit different. Now, over this past year, many of you have sent me messages asking me to do some solo episodes and to start teaching more and to share the power of subconscious reprogramming with you, as well as more self-love teachings, mindset strategies for success, and other tools to support with taking care of your mental and emotional fitness. So your wish is my command, and we're starting with today's episode to take you into my wonderful world of accessing the subconscious mind for growth, for healing and expansion, and to access higher levels of consciousness. Now, it's seriously, you guys, it makes me so happy to hear from you, to know what specifically you'd like for me to share with you so that I can create content that is of value to you. So if you ever have questions or requests for content or things that you want to learn, you can shoot those over to support@stephaniekwong.com, and my team and I will make sure that we get on that for you. Now, my intention for these solo episodes is to not only share some teachings, but for you to have something tangible, like a specific tool, a practice, or a mindset to integrate into your life that will support you in rising and taking you and your life to the next level. I don't like to just talk about the what, but the gift is in the how, so that is what you guys are going to get. So for today, I wanted to share with you guys a powerful tool that I use with many of my high-level private clients. Now, I work privately with high achievers who are at the top of their game, and they know that one of their greatest assets for their personal success is being able to listen to and to trust their intuition. So I've got a guided process that I take them through to strengthen that connection with their inner guidance or wisdom, aka their intuition. Because let me ask you, when you have a big question that you need an answer to, or when you have an important decision to make, what do you do? Or who do you turn to? Now, what I usually witness in others, and what I've even seen in myself in the past, is that many of us look outside of ourselves for answers. We Google, read books, and outsource or crowdsource our answers from others, getting advice from our friends or our family, or we consult experts in their respective field, and we don't turn to the most important authority of our life to guide us, which is our intuition and our own inner wisdom. Now, for me, I believe our intuition is God communicating to us, and our inner wisdom is also receiving from that same source. So whether you say God, universe, source energy, cosmic intelligence, I believe this is us being connected to a higher power, guiding us along on our divine path if we choose to listen. And it's so important to be in tune with yourself and to connect with your intuition and inner wisdom for guidance. Because your intuition is a superpower, and it can support you in so many ways, including finding answers to key questions, to support you in your own evolution, and to achieve success and fulfillment in business and in other areas of your life. Now, learning to trust your instincts and using your intuitive sense of what's best for you is paramount for any lasting success. And over the years, as I've developed a deep trust in the still and small voice of intuition, it's guided me onto the path of flow, expansion, and truth. And then the times that I've made mistakes or where I've hit resistance is when I didn't listen to it. I mean, think about it. How many times have you gone against your gut only to find yourself at odds with the natural flow of things? You know, we can get all caught up in the business of doing and sometimes lose our place in the flow. And in certain situations, our logical or rational mind can steer us in the wrong direction, away from our truth. And when we trust our intuition, when we tune in to our own inner wisdom and guidance system, that's when we can be guided back to truth and to what's for our highest good. And the more we can tune into our intuition, the more that we can trust our own instincts, our gut feelings and hunches, and to tune into our own inner wisdom for guidance, the better off we are. Now, some of the most successful people have hailed intuition as the reason for their success. So Steve Jobs once said that intuition is more powerful than the intellect, and Einstein called it a sacred gift. And there are a lot of different ways to connect to your inner guidance system. And I often tell my clients and friends, you know, when you don't know what to do, do nothing. Get quiet so that you can hear the still small voice, your inner GPS guiding you to true north. So that is something that you can do when you're seeking guidance or answers. And another way that I support my clients with connecting them to their inner wisdom is through a guided process that I learned through the Coaches Training Institute. And I absolutely love this process, which I've turned into a guided hypnosis journey, because it provides the answers my clients are seeking. And ultimately, it brings them to a place of inner peace. And it comes from answers from themselves, or from, again, the divine. So this guided journey that you're going to experience today takes you 20 years into the future, where you'll actually meet your future self. So you 20 years from now. And as you're going to see when you drop into this guided hypnosis, your future self is full of wisdom and it has all the answers that you need that is just right for you. Now, I'm not a crystal ball, so it's not up to me to tell my clients what to do. And the people around you aren't crystal balls, so don't leave it up to them to give you the answers that you're searching for. If you're not used to, you know, tuning into your own intuition and guidance, it's really time to start building that muscle. And what you're going to see as you do this process today, if you practice it and do it more and more, you're dialing up the small and powerful voice inside of you, which will support you in making decisions faster and in gaining more confidence in both your business and your personal life. So again, as I mentioned, there are many ways to connect with your intuition, and I've found this particular one, this guided hypnosis journey that I'm about to take you on, to be extremely impactful. And that's what I'm going to do with you today. So the rest of this episode is a guided hypnosis that is going to support you with in connecting you to your intuition to access your own answers and to learn to listen to that still small voice within. Okay, so before you get started on this guided hypnosis, go ahead and think of a question that you want an answer to. So it might be something that you're going through right now that you'd like clarity or more direction on. And go ahead and write that question or questions down. So it's okay to have more than one, but don't overload yourself since you need to remember the question. And I don't want you to be thinking too hard when you're in hypnosis, because that will pull you out of that relaxed trance state. So go ahead and write down one or two questions that you'd like guidance on. And make sure that you keep your journal or paper and pen near you, as you're going to want to write things down right after you come up out of this experience. Okay? So again, before you begin, go ahead and hit pause right now. Write down your question or questions, and then come back when you've got it written down. All right. Now that you've got your question or questions written down, a couple more things to prep you. Now, the first is that as you listen to this guided hypnosis, really allow yourself to relax. Now, this is important because when your mind is relaxed, it allows you to connect with your soul and to be open and receptive to this process so that you can tap into your own intuition and your inner wisdom. And then the second thing that you want to do is to turn off your cell phone or anything else that might ding. And if you have headphones or earbuds, I recommend putting them on or in if you don't already have them in. And then go ahead and pick a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. And once you've got your place, you want to get into a comfortable position. You can either sit up or you can lie back and get comfortable. And you just want to focus on my voice. So go ahead and find that place now. And once you're there, go ahead and make yourself as comfortable as possible. Get relaxed and sink back into the sofa, the chair, or the bed underneath you. Uncross your legs and close your eyes. And in the next few moments, you are going to center your mind and body and focus your energy on connecting to your own inner wisdom. And go ahead and bring the question or questions that you wrote down that you'd like to have answered into your mind right now, knowing that you're going to bring these up later in your journey. All right. Now allow your body to fully settle. And let's take 5 big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. And with every breath you exhale, you'll become more deeply relaxed. And these long, slow, deep breaths are signaling to the mind and body that it's safe to go within. So continuing breathing in and breathing out slowly and deeply. Taking another deep and gentle breath in. And slowly exhaling it out, making your exhales longer and slower than your inhales. Breathing in. And out. And after the 5th breath, concentrate on the weight of your feet and notice a color there. This color is going to bring relaxation throughout your entire body. And start to notice this color move through your feet. And you're feeling your feet getting heavy. And this heavy relaxation is moving from your toes to your heels, to your ankles. And you're now seeing this color moving up, and you're feeling this heavy relaxation moving upward into the calves of your legs, feeling the weight of your legs pushing down, heavier and heavier, and feeling your legs relaxing deeply, deeply relaxing. And this heavy relaxation moves into the knees as you concentrate only on my voice. Pay no attention to any outside sounds except my voice, because these outside sounds are just everyday sounds of life. And they cannot distract or disturb you, but they'll tend to relax you and allow you to go even deeper into this deep, heavy relaxation. Now feel the relaxation moving upward into the thighs and hips and through the midsection of the body. Feel the stomach muscles relaxing, deeply relaxing. And the entire chest area becomes saturated with relaxation as you continue to see the color filling through your chest. And your breathing is becoming very deep, gentle, and rhythmic. and the sleepy daydreaming feeling of relaxation takes over, letting go, drifting down, going deeper and deeper. And your arms, hands, and fingers are relaxing as this relaxation grows deeper and deeper. The neck muscles are relaxing now, and all the little muscles in the scalp are letting go. And this relaxation moves down over the forehead, down over the eyelids. You're feeling the jaw muscles relax deeply, deeply relaxing and growing heavier, simply letting go now. And as I count from 5 down to 0, each count will represent deep relaxation, and you'll feel the body relaxing even more and letting go, deeper and deeper. And when I reach 0, you'll go deep into the hypnotic sleep. Now at 5, letting go. 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, ongoing deep sleep. Allowing yourself to fully rest and relax, going even deeper with every breath that you exhale. And as you become more relaxed, you find yourself becoming more quiet and peaceful. And now bring your attention to the spot between your eyes, the third eye, and imagine a light there. What color is the light between your eyes? Just notice the color. And now imagine that light becoming a beam that extends out into space. And follow that beam as it leaves this building, as it travels above the city, as it continues out so that you can view the entire area. And just keep going farther and farther into outer space and notice the curvature of the earth. And as you keep going further and further out, you find yourself enveloped by the softness and quiet of space. Notice the big blue-green ball below you, with the white clouds wisping around it. And allow yourself to enjoy this perspective for a moment. Now notice another beam of light very near to you, a different color from the one you followed into outer space, and start to follow that beam back down to Earth. The beam is taking you back to Earth 20 years from now, 20 years into the future, and keep following this beam down. As you come closer to the end of the beam, keep noticing where you are. This is where your future self lives, you 20 years from now, and come into contact with the earth and notice where you are. Notice what dwelling or nature surrounds you. And now move to the dwelling of your future self. What does it look like? What kind of landscape does it have? Are there trees, flowers, what kind? And get a sense of this place. Now have someone come to the door, and on the other side of the door is your future self waiting to greet you, yourself 20 years from now. And as the door opens, what do you notice? Go ahead and greet your future self and notice the way your future self returns your greeting, welcoming you into this time and place 20 years in the future. And take this person in, your future self. What does this person look like? Notice how this person stands. What is this person wearing? And get a sense of this person's essence. And as you walk in, notice the inside of this dwelling. What kind of person lives here? What are the colors of this place? Now move with your future self to a comfortable place for a conversation. And there will be several questions, and know that you will remember all the answers you need to. So go ahead and settle in and make yourself comfortable for a talk with your future self. There's a question or questions that you'll be asking your future self, the one or the ones that you wrote down, but start by asking, what is it that you most remember about the past 20 years? And take a moment now to hear the answer. Now ask your future self the following question. What do I need to know to get me from where I am to where you are now? What would be most helpful? And then listen to what your future self has to tell you. Now ask your future self this question. What's the most important thing for me to focus on? And what do I allow into my life to make it the most impactful? And hear what your future self has to say. And now ask your future self, is there anything in my present existence that I need to let go of? And listen to what your future self tells you. Now go ahead and take a moment and ask your future self your own questions. What other questions would you like to ask your future self? And go ahead and do that now and hear what your future self has to say. Okay, now bringing this visit to a close, thank your future self for being here with you today and sharing so much wisdom. And know that your future self is always here for you to visit anytime you wish to connect for more wisdom, insight, and support. So go ahead and find your way back to the beam of light and journey back up the beam, watching this world of 20 years in the future grow ever smaller as you move out into space. And again, you see the ball of blue and green below you, the clouds swirling around it. And notice that your beam of light has intersected with a different beam of light that will bring you back to this year and this location. So follow this beam of light back to the present time on Earth. And as you travel down this beam, notice the Earth growing bigger and bigger, moving farther down the beam. Notice the geography of the area, the skyline and landscape of the area, and finally come back into the room here. Good. Now in a few moments, I'm gonna count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll be refreshed and alert, as if you had the perfect amount of rest knowing that you can remember everything you wish of this inner journey. So one, taking in another deep, gentle breath. Two, becoming aware of your body in the room. You can stretch your body or wiggle your fingers and toes. Three, feeling so good that you received the answers that you needed. Four, feeling grateful for yourself and for all the wisdom that you already have. And five, when it feels right and ready, go ahead and open up your eyes, go wide awake, feeling refreshed and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and welcome back. Now, as you've opened up your eyes, you can give yourself some time to jot things down that you want to remember about your journey. And remember, you guys, you can use this journey anytime you want to connect to your intuition or to tap into your own inner wisdom for guidance and to get the answers that you seek. And so something I recommend, if you don't want to ask those same questions that I prompted in the beginning, the moment that you go in and you meet your future self, you can pull your earbuds out and then just go straight into the questions that you have instead of redoing the questions about what you remember about the past 20 years and all those things that I prompted in the beginning. Or if you want to go through them again, you're absolutely welcome to, but I'm just giving that as a recommendation in case you want to hop straight into your questions the moment that you connect with your future self. All right. So I hope this guided journey that connects you with your soul has been of value to you. I know it's been of deep value to me and to the extraordinary humans that I get to serve, to remember that we have everything we need within to light up our own path and to achieve whatever is on our heart. So practice connecting with your own inner wisdom, your inner guidance and intuition, and you will be in the flow of life and you'll become unstoppable. And as a side effect of this ability to trust in yourself by listening to and honoring that still small voice within, is a beautiful feeling of inner peace. And who doesn't want that? All right, you guys, if you enjoyed this and you want more, I have a powerful guided manifestation hypnosis that's also free to download off of my website. And in that hypnosis audio, you will harness the power of your mind and align your energy to attract all that you want with greater ease. So be warned, though, that if you download and listen to that often, you'll become a manifesting machine of all the things that you do want. And if you want that, then make sure you head on over to my website at stephaniekwong.com. And if you scroll down on the homepage, or if you just hit the Start Here button in the menu bar, you'll find the free manifestation hypnosis audio for you to download. All right, you guys, I hope this has been of value to you. And if it was, and you know someone who could also benefit from it, please share it with them. And again, you can listen to today's future self journey as often as you'd like to build your intuition and your inner guidance muscles. You've got this, I've got you. And until next time, as always, I'm sending you so much love.